so used to getting up early in the morning and putting my pack on and hoofing off on the road at early in the morning. I think the earliest I got Jenny out was 6. Go along, she was like, we were like, come on, let's go.
Oh,
it was amazing. So I'm going to do either an evening or an afternoon, do a Galician, a Camino time, and you'd be very welcome to come. We'll put a slideshow together and we'll talk about the journey and what we've learned and why we'd like to go back and do more. For me, every time I try to talk about it, I get really emotional because I have learned so much in a couple of weeks about me, about the Lord, about the world. It was really good to be in the world without other Christian people around me, because you find out very quickly where your faith lies and where your relationship with Jesus lies. And mine's good. It was good. And it's like, you know, if you weren't able to come here on a Sunday, or we didn't have our Tuesday night, family night, where would your faith be? Where would your relationship be? You know, if you weren't surrounded by other believers, where would your faith be on a daily basis? How would you cultivate? Because we should be cultivating independently and celebrating when we come together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I met Christians on the pilgrimage, I was like, yes! I was like, family. Oh, so good. And you got really excited about meeting another believer. And I met a couple from Florida, Vivian and Kelly. Kelly's a vet. And he's the guy that assessed me after my fall, so I did have good medical care. He checked me over, told me what was wrong and what was okay, and what I needed to do. So anyway, I'll talk more about that when we get together for the Camino. I've got so many little videos and slides and stuff I want to share. What the Lord kept bringing back to me along the way was John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And I was so impacted that all these people were walking the way but didn't know Jesus. So many were walking the way, they were doing a pilgrimage for all different reasons. Some for grief, some had lost their partners, and some were marriage breakdowns, some were loss of children. Big decisions that had to be made, young people taking time out before responsibility kicked in, older people taking time out from responsibility so that youth could kick in again. And the Lord kept saying to me, I am the way. I am the way. And as you walk this way, you walk in me, on me, through me, with me. I surround you, I'm in you, I'm upon you. It's not about the written word is all. I didn't have my Bible and I miss it so much because I'm a real Bible person. I took a little book of Hebrews and James and I was like, oh, I missed, you know, your Bible, the one that has all your writings and your scrolls and I missed it. And the Lord kept saying to me, I am the way. And it's very hard to explain that as you walk the way of, it's called the way of St. James. It's actually the way of the Lord because you're alone. Like, a lot of the time you're alone. You'll not meet any other pilgrims. In the morning you start off homeless. You don't know where you're going to stay that night. You don't know how far you're going to have to walk that night to go to bed. You'll walk maybe 5 to 7 kilometres before you get your breakfast, then another 7 to 9 kilometres before your lunch. And then you go, keep walking till you find somewhere to sleep. that doesn't have bed bugs or is respectable enough. So, I think my biggest dorm was 16 people in my biggest dorm. That was my... I looked into one and it had like 50 sets of bunks in one dorm and 50 sets of bunks in another. And I'm like, oh, I'll just keep walking tonight. Just keep walking. Because it was packed, packed full. And there was like school kids. There was a whole group of school kids in both of them. And I thought, seriously, you guys, you start at like 12 o'clock tonight. I'm going to get out and I'm going to hit you with my boots. So I said, Lord, I need somewhere that is smaller. And I got one with, I think it was eight bunks, so about 16 people. So it was okay. And they're all mixed, male, female. So that's a challenge, you know. And the Lord says, I am the way. In the middle of all this, I am the way. I am the way. And I learned to really walk very closely with Jesus in a very different way, in that I felt his presence so close every moment of the day. As I walked, I was so aware of his presence. When your feet were sore and you were aching and you were tired or you were hungry or you were thirsty, I felt the presence of the Lord so heavily. I felt him saying, come on, good soldier, keep going, you can do this. And every morning I was like, who do you want me to talk to today? Do you want me to talk to someone or do you want me to be quiet? And where those scriptures in John 14, and he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him. You know him intimately. You know the Holy Spirit intimately. You know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you. I will come to you. And before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. You will see me. Because I live, you live also. And on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father. You are in me and I am in you. John 14:20. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. So Jesus is in the Father, and Jesus is in me, and I am in Jesus. So we're like non-separable. It's like inseparable. So as I was walking, God kept reminding me of this. That he is in the Father that we think out here, but he's in us, which means that not only is Jesus in us, but because Jesus is in the Father's also in us, and we're in him. So when people look at him, they see us. And when people look at us, they see Jesus, and they see the Father. Because so often we keep saying, Jesus needs to be seen. But actually, Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in us because Jesus is in us and we're in him. That's so cool. It's so flipping cool. It's that three-way unit again, through the Spirit of God. So when people see us, they should see the Father and Jesus. They should experience what the Father is and who the Father is. And they should experience what Jesus is and who Jesus is. And when Jesus is seen, he reveals us as well, because in us dwells his Father. Yeah? Is that a wee bit? So yeah, anyway.
It's good.
On this journey, I found family. I found family, I'm going to be really honest, I found family on this journey that I have really searched for in a Christian community. And I know that sounds really harsh. I found people that we did life with every day. You burst each other's blisters. You dressed each other's dressings. You gave away your medication or your stuff to help someone else that had torn their knee or their foot. You ate together. We did communal meals together. We talked about everything. You walked together. You slept together in one room. People that you've never met before, you get into your PJs. Some people didn't have PJs.
Yeah.
scary. Look out your sleeping bag and some bloke's just dropping his cacks and you're like, woo! Or some woman's just, and you're like, oh, Lord, avert thine eyes. You slept together. It's a challenge. Was Jesus in the midst of it? Yes, he was. Why? Because I was there. Because I was there, Jesus was right in that room. Because I was there, the Father was right in that room. We ate together, we walked together, we slept together, we helped each other. We carried each other's burdens. I fell. I actually had a blackout. I passed out. And I fell into the road and really, really hurt myself. You know? Really hurt myself. I actually came to thinking I was being robbed. I thought someone had attacked me from behind. And they were trying to take my pack. And I was holding on to my pack. And this foot was like way up here somewhere. So I was in a bad shape. And I thought he was trying to steal my pack. And I was going, no, 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 no. And he went, Senora, Senora, you face, you face. And I sat up and I felt the blood running down my neck. And that man helped me, took my pack off. He laid me out. He cleaned up all my wounds. Everything. He cleaned my wounds. He checked me over. And he's like, don't take your shoes off. Keep them tight so that your foot doesn't blow. He said, keep your shoes tight. Keep them tight. I'm like, well, it hurts. He says, don't take your shoes off. And he said, can you stand? And I get up and I was like, because both feet were so dumb. And I couldn't breathe because I broke ribs. Got my pack on. He said, you okay? I'm like, yeah. You okay? You okay? And I turned around and he was gone. He was just gone.
Yeah.
In a moment. And there was nowhere for him to go. We were about 20 feet off a trail, but you could see another like 30, 40 feet down the trail. He didn't, unless he like ran, you know? And then when I got to, so he gave me his water and his stuff to clean up with. And I walked another 9 kilometres into Samos. And after about 3 kilometres on that journey, I was just walking to you into tears. You're like, oh, I'm finished, I will finish. And I knew Vivian and Kelly were about an hour behind me, the vet, and they said, you know, get into Samos, sit in the taverna, which is the bar, and I'll come and sort you out. So I got in and I went into the big monastery, because I thought maybe I could sit there and just be quiet and rest. And I got in there and they said, oh, if you want to sit, you have to do the tour. And I said, but I can't walk. And he said, no, you have to do the tour. Good old monastery, eh? Yeah. And so I paid €5 and I started the tour and went up one level, two levels, three levels of these big stone steps. And I just thought, I can't do this. And I said to the girl, I can't go any further. I've got to go back. I'm sorry. And I got to the steps and I thought, I can't get down the steps. I was dizzy. I felt sick. And I thought, I can't get down. And who appeared? But this man. The same man that met me on the road. And he took my pack. And he helped me down the stairs. And he got me right to the door. And he got my pack on. And he said, did you get a stamp? And I'm like, no. And he said, give me your credential. And he took my credential and then he got it stamped for me. Put it back in my pocket. And he said, you okay? He said, I'm going to the tavern to meet friends. He said, yes, they're good friends. They'd never met him, but he knew who they were. And then he disappeared. He was gone. And I looked for that man. I looked for him. Everywhere I went, I looked for him. So I wanted to say thank you. But I really believe that the Lord sent an angel.
Absolutely.
Both times, the same person, the same angelic being, to help me. You know, I don't know if other people saw him. I don't know. But he was there for me. So we ate together, walked together, slept together. We helped each other. And then about two, three kilometres in between that, when I was walking into Samos, this little Korean guy came up beside me and he was going, Mama, Mama, you okay? And I'm like, okay, no, no, I'm okay. And he said, I'll walk with you. And I said, no, 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 go, go, go. And he said, no, slow, slow, twig, twig, slow. I said, I'm like, I can't do the twig, twig. He said, slow, slow. And he said, give me your pack. And he had his, like, big, weighty pack. And he put my pack on his front. He carried my pack all the way into Samos. All the way. He carried my burden. He carried my burdens. We cared for each other. We carried each other's burdens. We gave to each other. We shared with each other. Whatever we had, we shared. If someone took something that belonged to you, I'd ask, and you just literally just thought, oh, do you know what? They must have needed it. They must have needed it. It's okay. There was no sense of you stole from me or you took from me. I got my pinks, my good socks, got nicked first day. First day. My treasures, my beautiful colour, got nicked. I'm like, went to get them off the line, and I'm like, fortunately, my underwear was still there. My t-shirt, my shorts, but my socks. So I was like, well. And everybody was walking out, I was like watching their feet. Socks. But my socks went, and I just thought, somebody must have needed those socks. Their socks, they'd probably walked far from Saint-Jean, maybe done already like 400 kilometres. Maybe their socks had worn out and they didn't have money to buy a new pair. You don't know. So for me, I had questions going on in my mind. What is the way? What is the way? Who is the way? What is his way? What does this look like for us? What does it look like for you? What is the way? I believe that the Lord is really calling the church back to walk the way of Jesus. I love the turning. The fact that you get together, you worship, you pray. It's all about, Lord, where do you want us to be? Who do you want us to speak to? What do you want us to do today? Who am I to speak to today? I didn't go looking for conversations on the way. They came to me. Why? Because I was walking. Because I was activated, I was moving. I had my boots on. I had my boots on. You got that photograph, Peter? The one of the boot.
Which is this one in here?
The one of the boot. The single boot. I did turn that light off. You know, anyway, while he's doing that, I believe that the Lord is calling us to walk the way of Jesus. He's calling the church back to who she is, calling the bride back to who she is. It's not about how much money we can earn, what job we do. Those things are important because we're called into those workplaces. We're called into those places to release Jesus. That is the way of Jesus, into the marketplace to release him who is. So what is the way? The way is walking with Jesus. Walking with him every day. Where do you want me to go today, Lord? What do you want me to do? If it's the workplace, how do you want me to be today? Who do you want me to connect with today? What are the things that you want me to do that reveals the Father to these people? How can I be the releasing of Jesus of the Father today to these people? It says here, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. How will it be filled? How will it be filled? How does the world get filled? Is it just going to happen? I didn't have a set of shoes here, and they could sit in my wardrobe for 3 years and do nothing. I'll never go anywhere. They'll never achieve what they were made to be used for. They'll just be there. They'll just sit. Oh, they're very nice flip flops. Oh, they're good. Where'd you get those from? That's a good make. Oh, how much did they cost you? Da, da, da. That's our conversations, isn't it? But it's like, so where have they been? Who did you talk to? Who was influenced by you putting these on today? Where did you go in these? Where did they take you? And I look at this. This is the book right at the end. It's called The End of the World. It was right at the end of the walk. And it's on a rock, looking out over the sea. It's the most gorgeous. You just get there and you think, I've done it. I've done it. I'm here. I've walked this. And the sense of achievement is like, whoo! I mean, like, Jenny did the last 2 weeks with me, which was phenomenal. She came the day after I fell, another angel. Oh my gosh. And we did it, and we got there, and we were like, she says, you've done that. And I said, no, we've done it. We've done it. Because the Bible says that even if someone has been sowing and working for all, say, 40 years, faithfully, never giving up, and someone jumps in right in the last week, they both get the same reward. They both get the same reward.
Absolutely.
It's not about the length of time. It's the heart. It's walking the way of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's being Jesus. It's recognizing that he's in me and I'm in him and the Father's in him. So he actually, Papa, you're in me as well. Not just the DNA of Jesus, but the DNA of Father. Who is the way? Jesus is the way. What is his way? Well, that's just what I've been talking about. Every day, just walking with him closer and closer. If we didn't have church, we didn't have Tuesday nights, and no one was around you, you didn't see another Christian for the next 2 years, how would your faith be? If you were in the world, with the world, working in the world, how would your faith be? It's a big challenge. It's a good thing to think about. How real is my walk with Jesus? How real is it? What does it really mean to me? The Bible says they know you're Christians by your love, not by what you do, but how you love. What does this way look like for you? What is the way that he's calling you to walk? When you get up tomorrow morning, what's he saying to you? This is the way. This is the way today. This is the way. He is on. Jenny, Ida, Emma. This is the way. It's the first command of God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, and love one another the same way. John 13, Romans 12, 1 John 3, 1 Peter. All the same. The command of the Lord is not be good and behave yourself. There is a be holy, but it's love. Love. And how do we love? I stayed in a place called something a la Luna, which was a hippie albergue. They were all like doing their they had a meditation room, they had their yoga room. Well, I went into both of them. I went in to do my meditation, and they were all sitting with their legs crossed and their and I was on the floor.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. And I went with that, and they were like, and then I was like, and they were like, and the yoga people, you know, they were doing their ooh, some strange things that I didn't know bodies could do. So I was in doing my stretches, my bits and pieces. And I loved it. I'm like, I'm right in here with people that are seeking, they are so spiritual.
Absolutely.
They are so spiritual, they just do not know Jesus. Mm. But they are seeking something because they find peace in a place of peace, but they don't know the person of peace. Yeah. We carry the person of peace. How are they going to hear about the person of peace? Well, somebody needs to go into the yoga classes, and somebody needs to go into the meditation rooms, and somebody needs to go into the prayer rooms in the hospital where the Buddhist guys or the Islamic guys are down in there on their mats, and we need to go on to our corner and go,
Amen.
Seriously, guys.
Amen.
We need to do something that demonstrates that Jesus is bigger than a yoga position or a meditation mantra or a seriously. We have got the truth that lives in us. The way is in us. His name is Jesus. We cannot live in a Christian bubble for the rest of our lives and expect him to say, well done.
Exactly.
We can't. It's just not going to work. We have to get our shoes on. We have to fill our boots with us and with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit and with the Father. We need to get out into those places. We need to get into the workplace. We need to get into the music gigs. We need to get into the world and demonstrate who the Father is.
Yeah, absolutely.
The world is looking for their daddy, their family. And we have the answer.
Absolutely.
We still have the answer. Jenny's made a comment to me, says every step is an arrival. Every step is an arrival. Where have I got to now, Lord? In worship, we start off. We need to step in deeper. Each step takes you in deeper into the place of His presence. Each step takes you in where you can see His beauty and you know who He is. That song that we sang, to be transformed by what? Knowing the presence. Seeing the beauty. How many of us actually take time in worship to not just sing the words, but to go into the place of the supernatural Spirit of God and say, show me your beauty, God. Let me know your presence, God. Let me feel you today in a way that I've never felt you before. So that tomorrow I can go out into those places and release you like a river. Every step is an arrival. Where did you step into in worship today? How far did you get?
Yeah, it was good.
Far did you get?
Yeah.
What did you see? What did you hear? Our lives have to make a difference outside of our community.
Amen.
Our bars need to get changed. Our brothels need to become prayer rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Our yoga bars and cafes.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not hard, guys. You just hang out with people. And when you're there and you say, Jesus, I'm available, He brings up the conversation.
Yeah.
On this walk, you know, you walk alongside, somebody just arrives. You know, they're either passing, you're like, oh, do you want to be in with me? This is my lift, right? Where we're going along, it's called the Stone Road, it's called the Death Road, and you're coming down from O Sobrero down to Mona Seca, and it's a rock road, and you literally, you've got your sticks, and you're like stepping, and then you go way down, like step, and it's so slow, and it's like nearly 15 kilometres of just climbing down rock with a backpack. It's like, and you know, I thought, how the flip, I looked at it and I thought, how the flip? I want to get down here. And then, right, I saw this little lady. She must have been at least early to mid-80s. And there she was, and her legs were crippled with arthritis. Like, her legs were bent out like this, her knees, and she had these two little sticks, and her hands were all arthritic, and she started one little step. And I thought, oh, if you can do it, I can do it. And she did it. She did the whole walk. She did the whole from Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port to Santiago, 800 kilometres. One step at a time. Where are your shoes going to take you one step at a time? Are we going to film? You got that other photograph, Peter?
Yeah.
This is so beautiful. Look at all the little boots that people have left, and they've put plants in them. And this is outside the house, outside an albergue. They just have all the little flowers in. And that's what they've done with the boots. Are your shoes going to be something that you stick flowers in? Keep in your cupboard? Are we going to get our feet into our boots and do something amazing for Jesus? Do something amazing for Jesus. So as we come to a close, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit just to, I mean, He's here. He's so here. You know, we just need to smell His perfume. Feel His presence. So just take a moment and just come into that place of the Spirit. Feel Him around you. He's called the wraparound God. Let it wrap around you right now. Let it wrap around you. Let him love you right now. He's a good father. He's with you every step of the way. Because the way is his son. And he will never leave him. And he will never leave you. He is in you. He is around you. He is upon you. He is hemming you in right now. And he surrounds you like a shield. Oh, sovereign one, we acknowledge your beauty. We acknowledge your power. We acknowledge you, Father, as the God of all creation. We acknowledge you as the sovereign one today. We acknowledge you as a just judge, yet a perfect Father. So let your spirit come right now, God. Let that weighty presence come and envelop all that we are. We give ourselves to you afresh right now. Just begin to be aware of his presence just wrapping around you. Some of you may just feel real peace. Some of your heart rate might go up a little bit. Some of you will feel tingly. Some of you will feel joy. Whatever you need is what he's giving you right now. We want our lives to make a difference, God. We want every step to be an arrival, a platform that you can be released from. So I want you personally to ask him to give you one way this week to show love. Ask him now, give me one way this week that I can show love. Very specifically, show me, God, one way this week to show love. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much, much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and remain in his. I have told you this so that your joy may be full, and my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man, has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I do not call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. But I call you my friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I have appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love one another. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.